It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Back in February, we introduced you to a project that organizers described as a new method of community assessment. Milwaukee, along with Portland, Oregon, Richmond, Virginia, and Orlando, Florida, was selected by the University of Virginia Institute for Advanced Studies in Culture to embark on the Thriving Cities Project. Over 5 years, it will fold in a total of 10 cities. The project brought together people on Milwaukee's Northwest Side for 5 consecutive Wednesdays to discuss, quote, what it means and what it takes to thrive in Milwaukee, unquote. The Thriving Cities Project has now moved on to its next phase. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz spoke with local coordinator David Flowers and Catherine Wilson of the Zeidler Center for Public Discussion, who facilitated the conversations. They were joined by one of the participants, who we'll meet in just a few moments. Catherine Wilson began by explaining that each of the conversations dealt with a particular theme.
We started with artists, beautiful. The beautiful, yep. Which is artists and architecture. And half the crowd came late and just kind of strolled in and yes. Were very, you know, a colorful group of people, colorfully dressed. And the vibe in the room was wonderful. And so each group was like that. They had their own personality. And we're talking about thriving. So that was what linked all the groups together. So they were trying to understand that word or what they saw from that word. I think each of the groups, they had some challenge to keep with the thriving and not spiral downward into discussing the challenges, the real challenges that the city faces. But we were the facilitators. We're trying to redirect, people were able to bring it back and really dig deep into these things. Are going well, and these things are exciting about this city, despite the challenges that are going on. So that was a special discipline for the participants across the board.
And Catherine was talking about the discipline of keeping things talking about thriving and not talking about what might be more challenging or struggles and that kind of thing. But people just kept on talking about their experiences of connecting with new people or their neighbors or with teachers or it was more relationship-oriented than I had anticipated. So I was surprised in looking at the data at the end how little reference there was made to large institutions. Every now and then they talk about the police or they talk about the governor, but 99% of the conversations were really about what's going on in the neighborhoods. So that was very surprising to me.
So were you able to bring together people who didn't necessarily know each other or didn't bump into each other all the time at the same conferences and brainstormings?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the most exciting things and is the most exciting thing about facilitating small groups is that you see people who might never have talked to each other interact and come to some shared understanding. And whatever happens in the small group is confidential. So we can't talk specifically about the people that we met and saw as facilitators. But I was really heartened to see some of the alliances form, not just between professionals, but between community members and professionals. That was exciting for me to see those alliances.
We have the benefit of having a participant here who can talk about your experience and impression, so I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Willie Davis. I'm a pastor of Invisible Reality Ministries. I'm also a participant of the Thriving City Focus Group. So. Yeah.
Talk about your work in the community.
Working with families, with youth, pinpointing the abundance that's already in communities. You hear a lot about what's going on as far as violence, lack of education, high death rates, things like that, and you hear so much negative. But what was brought forward from the Zeidler organization is that there is abundance. There is abundance, and there is there's life. There's life there, and we can find that. We just have to tap into the gifts and talents of those that are already presently there and be able to connect them with others as well so that we can build something.
So you were part of one of those focus groups. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. 4 or 5 sessions.
He was actually our best attendee. He gets across sector.
Every session You know, I gathered more and more and more information. I was able to build up more energy and take that information that I learned back to other organizations and back to the individuals within the church community and say, listen, there's something positive going on. We've been hearing every Thursday, every Wednesday night that we had those sessions, individuals saying the same thing. Had I known this was out here, or had I known that you were doing this or doing that? So it was through the communication that we were able to connect and build relationships further from there. So, but it was because of the meetings and us communicating that opened up those doors.
So you're a Milwaukee person.
Yes, I am. Been born and raised in Milwaukee, and I've seen a lot of the successes. I've also seen a lot of the terrors that we see today. But what we're doing here has created so much momentum, so much energy, that I really believe that throughout time, Milwaukee will be what we hope it to be. Very positive, welcoming, community, city, that people will want to stay here. The education system, the churches, I mean, across all fields, people will want to stay here. But it has to be through this process, I believe. And this process has been so, I gained so much energy from it. And from what I can tell through the talk sessions, that people are excited. They're excited. So, and there's this renewed sense of hope.
The Thriving Cities Project is actually a 5-year program. We're trying to develop an assessment tool that cities or communities can use to measure what's going well. And that's kind of, right now we're in the second year of this project. So, you know, what will that look like? Not quite sure yet. But we're meeting in Virginia next week to present what we've come up with so far. Yeah, the notion is that there's lots of ways of measuring a community's health and well-being and a city's civic life. And most of those measures that are being used now are based in what's going wrong or measuring what isn't good enough. We're trying to look at what's thriving and come up with a tool that measures where people are flourishing and what it takes to thrive. We're meeting next week. We're presenting to one another. There'll be about 40 scholars from across the country, and I count myself as very lucky to be part of that. Presenting this on these ideas of what it does it look like to thrive in a city and towards building a model that, you know, the mayor or various community organizations can use to identify what it is you want to you know, put your efforts into. Do you want to put it into something that's flourishing and doing well, or do you want to, you know, use the same old measures that we've been using and end up with the kind of results we've had in the past?
So when these 5 years have come to an end, there will be a model?
Any city would be able to use this model. Now, that is the long-term goal. And the participants and of our focus groups and the people who are interested in Milwaukee's thriving, obviously, don't want to wait, because important things were brought up during these focus groups. So what we're doing at the Zeidler Center is having a next initiative. We're having a networking fair on June 21st at Alice's Garden. It will be from noon to 3. And it is a celebration of these Thriving Cities focus groups. So it's kind of an ending or a wrap-up event to celebrate and bring people together, all the participants together, kind of co-mingle across the sectors, and also to kick off our next series. So a lot of the participants of these focus groups talked about segregation. And also in our other dialogues that we've had on poverty with the Zeidler Center, people have brought up segregation in Milwaukee as the topic that they want to talk about or the next issue that they really want to talk about. So we want to use this networking fair on the 21st as a kickoff for our series, which is called Building Thriving Community Beyond Segregation in Milwaukee. So we will be holding small group community dialogues of 15 people across Milwaukee and across sectors, so say 15 nurses, 15 police officers, all summer long. And then on August 18th, which is a Saturday, we'll have a citywide event that will include initiatives that each of these smaller community dialogues think up. So if you wanted to convene a group, if you wanted to host a group of 15 in your neighborhood, we would come in and you could brainstorm what you want for your neighborhood or your community. And the Zeidler Center will circulate all those initiatives in advance of the large group dialogue. So we're really excited about this series, and hoping that we'll have a lot of people excited about it and want to convene these smaller groups throughout the summer.
And the emphasis is on listening to one another, which is kind of unique. So often, around a topic like segregation, everyone has an opinion. As soon as you say that word, everyone has an opinion. But how do you moderate, how do you guide the conversation such that people can listen to one another with respect, no matter what comes out of their mouth? Because on that topic, so many different things get spoken about. So this is a unique opportunity to listen to one another and to be listened to, which is another unique experience for so many people, to actually be able to talk without interruption and talk for a minute or two about your true beliefs on something is a unique experience, and to be actually be listened to by four other people. It's a safe process. It's all those good things, but like I say, it's a different experience than coming to a debate about a contentious subject. So, where does thriving have to do with all this? Well, I think people being able to communicate and listen to one another is kind of a bedrock foundation for where thriving comes from. To be known and to know others is kind of at the heart of the matter for me.
If we end the series with the final analysis that Milwaukee is a segregated place, for me that will be a profound waste of time, because we already know that. So we've called it, and we've worked with a planning team that represents a lot of organizations across the city, a lot of diversity. We've called it Building Thriving Community Beyond Segregation in Milwaukee, because we want to focus on what does it mean to thrive? What does it mean to confront segregation as local neighborhoods and as a city, and get beyond it? So people have different ideas about segregation, about their definition of segregation. Some people bristle at the word beyond. Well, what does that mean, getting beyond something? We had to call it something. So
I'm bristling over here.
but even the planning team, I mean, we've had some wonderful, we've had months of wonderful conversations. We've met every 2 weeks to discuss and mull over thriving and segregation, and we're excited about the initiatives that will arise from these small groups. We can't foresee in advance what those might be, but we know that just the experience of the dialogue process, the public conversations methodology that the Zeidler Center uses, is important and meaningful in and of itself. So we're really excited about it.
David Flowers is the local coordinator for the Thriving Cities Project. Pastor Willie B. Davis was a participant in the discussions of the project hosted earlier this year. Catherine Wilson is director of the Zeidler Center for Public Discussion. They all spoke with Susan Bentz. Organizers of the project compiled the results of the discussion series into a paper, which they'll present next week in Virginia, where the project was conceived. This weekend, the organizers will hold a barbecue and networking event at Alice's Garden on the Northwest Side. They'll also kick off their new series called Building Thriving Community Beyond Segregation in Milwaukee. There's more information about the project at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Well, Lake Effect essayist Mark Segrist is all for this kind of community action. In fact, he wants to see it take place all over town.
What's up, Milwaukee? I'm not talking about festivals, fish fries, or the Brewers' winning streak. I'm curious about where we're headed. The city as a whole. Our future identity, purpose, and mission. 5, 10, 15 years from now. Is there a master plan, a vision? What happened to our passion? Don't just blame leadership. Perhaps we're all guilty of lower expectations. Somehow, the bar got stuck on daily survival and weekend diversions. When was the last time you heard some real dissension in our city? Filling potholes, talk of expanding convention centers, and replacing sports venues are important. But where's the blueprint for investing in human capital? Who's promoting a bold initiative for job creation, safe streets, and diverse neighborhoods? Sure, we have our success stories. We need to build on them, to make them part of a broader stroke. Our younger minds need a reason to invest their talents here, not someplace else. Back in 1979, President Jimmy Carter said our nation was facing a crisis of confidence. Is Milwaukee now in its own period of complacency? Fiscal challenges and political discord be damned. It's time for creative thought, collaborative effort, a sense of adventure in finding our way, not just living for today. What's up, Milwaukee?
Lake Effect essayist Mark Segrist is a freelance television producer in Milwaukee whose work appears on Milwaukee Public Television and other outlets. He's currently producing a post-war documentary for MPTV entitled A Bridge to Vietnam. Segrist read us his essay, What's Up, Milwaukee? Well, it's only rock and roll, but we like it, and so does the Jewish Museum Milwaukee. We'll hear about an exhibit that celebrates Jewish contributions to that quintessential American music. That's coming up next on Lake Effect from WUWM.